Anandaga.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is a bonus episode of an acquired taste podcast.
Welcome to our bonus.
Hello. There we go.
We have nothing planned, but that's kind of like my favorite kind of days.
Yeah, these bonuses are just like, they're like loosey-goosey. Mm-hmm. We're just checking in, hanging out.
Like the days when you wear your pants with the drawstring.
Yeah.
Or my personal favorite, I've recently purchased a collection of sweatpants from Target that are postpartum.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not postpartum.
No, but who's to say what postpartum means?
I just like a loosey-goosey waistband.
Yeah, I like a good long. I was saying one of my friends was wearing a maternity shirt yesterday, and she's not maternity.
No.
She just felt, she liked the side elastics.
It's her Eaton shirt.
It's her Eaton shirt. Mm-hmm. No, it looked really good on her.
Yeah, I mean, I bet it did. Okay. And she could have a burger.
Wait, can I tell you about my super anticlimactic?
Yes.
So I had a if you see something, say something.
You did?
Incident.
See, it's that I live for. And also, to be on the show, I shouldn't be alive. I'm dying to be on that show.
I don't know what that show is. Hold on, I'm going to adjust my microphone. Don't be afraid of the noises it's making.
Or living to be on that show.
What? Is I Shouldn't Be Alive, what network is that on?
It used to be on Discovery Channel, okay. And it was a situation where somebody like fell off a cliff and like had to survive for 3 days, or like they got lost in the woods. It's a survival story. Technically they shouldn't be alive.
Those kind of shows are really good because you learn.
I live for that show and I'm dying to be on it.
What do you think would be the situation that you would most like to have survived?
Lost in the woods.
Really?
I would not let, like, I've seen the ones where they're stranded on the ocean.
Yeah, not good.
That's dangerous. You start to hallucinate because you literally don't have any water around you that you can drink, except you're surrounded by water.
Hence the saying, water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Do you think, my thing would be if you're out on the water, the sun is beating down on you and also strengthened by the reflection of the water. Yeah. It's like beating down on you and you have no shade. But the problem with being lost in the woods is that at night it gets real scary.
So there was that girl in Hawaii.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks she was gone.
How did they do it?
She was eating berries. She had no shoes. She took her shoes off to dry while she was lost in the woods, and a flash flood came and swept her shoes away. Can you imagine sitting there and now your shoes are gone?
Now your shoes are gone.
And you're like, Lord, if I wasn't already lost in the woods, I'd be so mad at you.
And also, eating berries. Berries are notoriously poisonous if you eat the wrong ones.
Notoriously.
Well,
all right. So what did you see? Something, say something.
Okay, so I was staying over at Dennis's, and I woke up at like 1 a.m. Just one of those things where you're like, bing, and you're wide awake.
Uh-huh.
And you can't go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I decided I'm just going to sit by the window. I'm going to watch the neighborhood. I'm just going to like enjoy the quiet of New York.
Okay.
I'm going to sneeze.
You're preparing to sneeze face is so beautiful. You just go absolutely still.
So I'm preparing.
It looked like you were dead there for a second. And if that's what you look like when you're dead, I can't wait to see how glam you are at your funeral.
I think I'm much more peaceful when I'm waiting for a sneeze because I know it's going to be good and I'm excited about it. Okay, so I sit by his window. His window faces a street and that street has a street light.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the sidewalk, I see a suitcase by itself.
That's alarming.
It's a very alarming. And it's a black suitcase. It's a hardcover suitcase. And it's all alone in the middle of the sidewalk. And I sit for a minute and I'm like, is anyone going to come? Like maybe someone was loading their car up and they forgot it. Or maybe they stopped inside to get the rest of their luggage. So I watch it for maybe 5 or 10 minutes. No one comes to claim it. It's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, okay, I'm seeing something and I am going to say something, because I also thought to myself, advertising works, because I think the PATH station, which if you don't live in this part of the country, PATH is the train that takes you from like New Jersey to New York and back again.
Uh-huh.
They had posters for a while that had a picture of a cardboard box under a train seat. And it said, sometimes a box isn't just a box. And then they were like, if you see something, say something.
Yes.
And so I thought to myself, sometimes a suitcase isn't just a suitcase. So I Google the number for his local precinct. I didn't want to call 911. I didn't want all EMS services to arrive, and gave me a phone number. So I call, non-emergency phone number. And a woman answers, and it's 1 a.m. and she's very tired.
Mm.
And I said, hi, I saw something, so I would like to say something. And she goes, what is it?
Oh my goodness.
And I was so disappointed because I thought like she was going to get excited and we were going to jump into action.
Yeah.
And my goal was for people to be like, okay, this might be a bomb. We don't have anyone. Can I talk you through defusing this bomb?
So she's the dispatcher.
Right. And she's been through a lot.
And yeah, she's probably very tired. And I know people who have been dispatchers as jobs before. Kind of like grunt work.
And it's, and again, 1 a.m. She's probably very sleepy.
Yeah.
So she asked me the information in the cross street and what it looked like. And I told her and she's like, okay, I'll send somebody.
Okay.
And so I sat around for like the next hour and no one showed up.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm sure like the police are very busy.
No, that's not okay.
Well, I there are probably some other things going on.
It could have been a bomb.
It could have been a bomb.
It could have been human body parts.
I'm not disappointed in the lack of enthusiasm from the dispatcher because, as you said, like she doesn't have the same dreams I have. Yes. My dream is to be involved in a heist. Her dream is to like go home and sleep.
Yes.
So great. Second, she probably gets prank calls all the time.
All the time.
She's probably over it. Third, like the cops have bigger things to handle than like a suitcase in the middle of the road. And I believe them that they've probably seen a lot of this before and they know that it's not that big of a deal.
I don't believe that they do. I don't. I just, you know, it's important to me.
It's my big disappointment is that when the cops weren't able to show up, she did not call me back and say,
keep an eye on it.
Do you have a pair of wire cutters? Because I'm going to need you to open this thing up and defuse this bomb. Because I have seen Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, and I can tell you that I am very good at following instructions, and I have a great sense of color, and I would know which wire to cut if you said cut the green one.
Blue one? Green one?
It's always different.
Yellow?
It's always different.
And they're always like rainbow, all next to each other. They're so pretty next to each other. I don't want to mess them up. I don't want to cut one of them.
Well, and here's the problem too, is what if they're all green wires?
So I'm surprised it really took them an hour.
Well, so I actually never saw them come. I got sleepy. I went back to bed. And when I woke up at like 6, it was gone. So either the person who left it found it, or someone stole it, or the cops came and like defused the bomb. And maybe they defused it like at the last second and I missed an entirely exciting moment and slept through the whole thing. But that's my anticlimactic if you see something, say something story.
That's like the time I called the cops because there was a car full of stuff, like a truck, a work truck, full of stuff in front of my house.
Yeah.
And there was a guy with no shirt, like sleeping in the front seat. And I was like, okay, this is weird. I usually know the people in my neighborhood. Yeah. I don't know this guy. And it wasn't like his possessions, like he was living out of his car. It was like a lot of like metal tools and like kind of strange stuff. And the car was unmarked, like the work truck was unmarked.
Oh, wow.
No logo.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, this
so
is guy.
It was an unmarked van with a lot of things, tools inside.
A lot of tools and a shirtless guy passed out in the front.
Did it have anyone tied up in the back?
There was, from what I could see from my window now.
Yeah.
So that's when the app in my town where you can listen to the police calls, it used to work. It's like 5.0 or something like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work anymore. They've since dismantled it.
Because of people like us who just want to get involved.
After there was like a fake bomb call into a tunnel near my house. And the person was tricking the police by listening to what they were saying.
Oh my gosh. See, this is why we can't have nice things like a scanner app.
By listening to what they were saying on the 5.0 app. Anyway, I'm listening and a cop shows up and he knocks on the door, whatever, whatever. And turns out like the guy was harmless. He was like just taking a nap. He was passing through town, whatever. And the cops made fun of me on the 5.0 app.
No, what did they say?
They're like some crazy lady. I don't know. Busybodies.
Look, we are on the front lines. Us busybodies.
Yeah.
I can tell you that my neighbor across the street walks his Pomeranian at 7:30 every morning wearing socks with his sandals. And I'll tell you what, if he ever goes missing, you will want that information from me because you will know the last time he was last seen was with his Pomeranian who has a raincoat and is adorable.
Good.
Walking at 7:30 with socks and sandals.
But I am just so jealous that my cat won't do the same thing.
It's so cute.
Okay, so here is what annoys me also about See Something, Say Something.
What?
A friend of mine recently was telling me about how she was out walking her dog and she witnessed a car accident, like a person being hit by a car.
Oh, gosh.
And she stuck around to like give a statement, whatever. She was like trying to be as helpful as she possibly could.
Yeah.
But then she was subpoenaed to testify and when you stop and say something, then you have to take a day off of work. And not everybody has the luxury of taking a day off of work to attend court. And they don't make it easy for you when you're one of the witnesses. Now, I understand that this is how the law works.
Yeah.
But the lawyer was like really giving her a tough time, telling him that he was going to put out a warrant for her arrest if she didn't show up. And she's like, I'm trying to make it work with my work schedule. Can you please chill?
Whoa.
So that's the other side of it when you're trying to be a good citizen.
It's tough. It's tough. I mean, yes, there are a lot of us who really want to be involved in crime fighting, but we don't actually want to like put in the time to train for it. So I can see that maybe the police get a little upset and annoyed with those of us who want to be involved. That said, I just was really disappointed I didn't get to defuse a bomb.
Yeah, I'm sorry for you too.
Yeah, thank you.
That said, Hoboken, please let the 5.0 app work again. I used to just pour myself a glass of wine and listen to what was going on.
I mean, what else are you going to do on a Saturday night? Nothing.
I'm so pathetic.
Literally nothing.
It's so fun.
It's the best. I love the Citizen app. I haven't downloaded it in a while. Wait, should we download it and see what happens?
Oh, so if you have a Nest doorbell, we live in apartments, so we don't have that.
Yeah.
Even though I've thought multiple times about installing a Nest doorbell in my apartment
building.
So you
can just see when your neighbor comes?
Yeah. They will also give you alerts, much like the Citizen app. I don't know if the Citizen app is available everywhere, but here in New York, we have this app and you plug in. Oh, it tells you, it tracks your GPS. It tracks where you are in the city and then it'll alert you when there's some sort of crime happening near you.
My favorite was one time I got an alert that said that three Jedi were having a lightsaber battle in the park.
Stop it. No, you didn't.
Yeah. No, three stormtroopers were having a lightsaber battle.
Stop.
In the park across
the
street.
So my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law were recently telling me that they got the Nest doorbell, and that app also gives you alerts about crime in the area. But they live near the mall, so every time some sort of petty theft was being put into the system, I don't know what, but they were getting alerts that like petty theft was happening in their neighborhood.
So someone like tried to steal a pair of jeans from the buckle.
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing. I would love that information. I love crime, but not, you know, I don't love it.
No, I love crime. Have you heard of this show on Netflix called The Imposters?
Wait, which one is that?
So it was a scripted drama for Bravo that came out about 2 years ago. There's two seasons of it. And I think they canceled it. I'm hearing like rumors I've been reading on the message boards that Netflix is going to pick it up, much like it did You when Lifetime canceled You.
That's right. And no one watched it when it was on Lifetime.
Exactly.
And then it blew up.
So Imposters is this team of people who one of them is like a really hot girl.
Is this based on the Bling Ring?
No.
Oh, okay.
So there's this team of people. One of them is a really hot girl. And every 29 days, they pick a new male or female target, somebody with money, but also somebody with dirt behind their lives. And they get the hot girl to convince their target to marry the hot girl. And the team of people around her are like sometimes her family members, you know, just to make her seem legit.
Yeah.
And then they steal all that person's money and move away and pick a new target. It is my dream to do that.
See, and there you go again. It's like kind of a heist.
It is kind of a heist.
Just wanna be in a heist.
Like, if you were gonna be a con artist, what kind of con artist would you be, you think?
So I don't think I would be able to be one who like woos someone because I am not good at flirting or wooing.
Okay.
I'm awkward. so I think it would have to be, how would I do it? I think I would befriend them. I think I would befriend them and I would like make them not afraid of me because of my awkwardness. Like that's kind of how I get in. And then I would like take all their money. Like I would get them, I would make them believe that I've fallen on hard times. And then I would be like, can I live with you for just like a week? My boyfriend and I have hit a snag, but I just need a week to like, just like sleep on the couch and let him cool off. And they would be like, of course. And then I would take all their information and then I would give it to you, Kathleen. And you're the person in the van with the full setup, mobile setup.
Obviously.
You're like Ben in National Treasure in the van, like watching me and going like, I'm blind. Like the cameras are down. Like I can't see where you're going. And then it comes back up and you're like, left, run left. And I'm like, there is no left. That's a wall.
And when you take your friend out for like ice cream or something, I run into the house and I put all the cameras in the house so we can see what's going on.
Exactly.
And we can see when they're opening up their safe. And then I get video footage of what their password is.
How are your rappelling skills?
Excellent.
So you can like come through a chimney down.
I can go down. I'm not quite sure about going back up.
It's fine. I'll leave the front door open from the inside so that you would need to rappel, cool. but can then just like walk out.
Cool. Okay.
I feel like this is going to go like really well.
Uh-huh. So I was having coffee with my friend Megan the other day, and she was telling me about this new app that she's been using to sort of get into shape and change what she felt was some unhealthy eating habits. And I was like, hold the phone. Are you talking about Noom? She's like, yes. I'm like, girlfriend, I love using my Noom app.
Yeah. Noom is an app that helps you change your habits and help you develop a new relationship with food through different personalized courses.
Yeah, to help you meet your health goals. 10 minutes a day, it changes the way I think about my body. It changes my mindset.
It's not about losing weight necessarily. It's just about feeling good in your body and feeling healthier. Because that can translate into things like more stamina to get you through the day, being more in tune with what your body wants.
Yes, and practicing more self-care.
Exactly.
And my Noom connects to my Fitbit, so it keeps track of my steps too. And when I reach my goal, it like congratulates me. No more hunting for calorie trackers or meal plans. Noom is about setting a goal and meeting that goal and having a community of members to help keep you motivated and accountable. And it's like a workout bestie, but all in one place.
I used to not go out with my friends because I knew they were going someplace that had food that I was trying to avoid.
That happens to me all the time.
And it's not worth it not going out. Friends are hard to find. Most people are the worst. If you find friends that you want to hang out with, don't stay home because you're afraid of what food is going to be.
Noom is about working those social situations and healthy eating habits and healthy drinking habits and working out habits into a lifestyle that you can maintain. It's not about cutting out things.
And one of the reasons we love Noom is that they don't qualify food as good or bad or off limits. Noom teaches moderation, and Noom can be used in conjunction with popular diets or with workouts that you already have. Noom can just sort of slide into your life the way you live it now and then help you tweak your behaviors.
Listen, if you're driving, don't take out your phone. But if you're not driving, like maybe if you're walking quickly, pause.
Pause
for a second.
Yep.
Download the Noom app. What we're saying right now doesn't even begin to do this app justice. It's going to help you think differently, feel differently, and have more self-confidence.
Small steps make big progress. So sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's N as in Nancy, O-O-M as in mother.com/taste.
What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/taste to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/taste.
Wait, so okay, so what's your dream?
You buy a plot of land.
Yeah.
With like, hopefully there's like hookup for water and electricity.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, see, I never think of that stuff.
Okay. And then you put a tiny house on it.
Yeah.
But there's like all this other land.
Yeah, space for the compound.
So invitation only.
Yeah.
You ask your friends and family if they would like to join your compound, your plot of land.
Yeah.
And they can put their tiny house on it.
So it's BYOTH.
BYOTH.
But then they get free land, right?
They don't. No, okay. So
are they squatting?
They have to buy into it. So they have to pay.
So it's like a timeshare.
They have to pay for their plot of the land.
Do they get a free bottle of wine if they come
they
to the
do.
Meeting?
They do. I'll give them a free bottle of Vuv. Like, that's a nice bottle.
That's a good bottle.
That's a good bottle. Okay. And then eventually when we have 5 tiny homes and like enough income to the land, you build a cabin.
So it's like tiny home with the intention of building eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I like this a lot.
And it makes your friends and family much nicer to you because they all want in.
Yeah. Well, and also like they know that if they bought in, if they drove their tiny home onto your land, like you could kick them off anytime.
It's invitation only.
Do you maintain a 51% share of the land?
No, it's all equal.
So but if they buy their plot of land and you end up fighting.
That's true.
They still get to be. So I think it's like a shareholder thing and you are a 51% shareholder.
Yes, you are correct. I haven't thought this through all the way.
Similar to how Minerva used to be a 1% shareholder of this business.
She did.
When it was 3 of us.
She did.
We needed to break that 33-33-33.
Minerva had 1%. Your cat owned part of our business. Anyway.
Yeah.
Bethany.
What?
This is my formal invitation.
Wait, what?
Would you like to put your tiny home on my plot of land?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Can my tiny home be the size of a full home? And by full home, I mean castle.
No. That's, you're ruining
my
compound.
How many other people have you asked so far?
You're the first.
Kathleen.
I'm so excited.
I am too. I'm very honored. Have you bought the land yet?
No.
Okay, so.
Working on it.
Working on it. So you, how many acres? 3?
It's about 3.
So what percentage of the 3 can I have?
I think each home will get 0.35 acres.
0.35 acres.
Uh-huh.
Can I, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask again in a different way, mm-hmm. instead of a tiny home, mm-hmm. like let's call it a space. Let's call it like a placeholder. Mm-hmm. So while I'm looking to get my tiny home, can I put a castle just like where the tiny home will go, just to like mark that as like calling dibs on that part
of
land.
So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And your feelings are valid.
Thank you.
But I'm going to say no.
No to the placeholder or no to the castle?
No to all of it.
All of that.
Yeah. You can pick a tiny home. Like just, Bethany, just go buy a freaking tiny home.
How much are they? Can you get them at Home Depot?
I think you have to go to Portland to figure that out.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm in.
So we had a taste bud. Remember a few episodes ago, I talked about how I went strawberry picking
yes.
and how the next day all the strawberries turned into mush.
Yeah, you were very upset.
So our taste bud Maria left us a voicemail how if you soak your strawberries in water with a little bit of apple cider vinegar,
yeah,
that'll keep them from going mushy.
Oh.
I haven't tried it yet, so I don't know if it actually works.
So you don't soak them, but you more like splash them?
Yeah, you kind of like you dip them.
You dip them. That's good to know because it's a lot of work.
So if anybody out there is listening to this and they've tried that and it worked or it hasn't worked, please let us know. Because, yeah, strawberries, very expensive.
They're very, yeah. And if you put all the effort into like pick them.
Yeah. They're like
that's
the,
a lot.
It's like the crown jewel of the berry.
Yeah, they're so good.
Also, a few episodes ago, Bethany, another check-in, you and I talked about how we hate moldy shower curtains.
Yeah.
Like the liner. So endless taste buds. I want to say that we got like at least 10 voicemails on this. People were like, hello, knock, knock, anybody there? Take it off and put it in the damn washing machine.
Oh.
You can wash your plastic shower liners. And they said just like a couple drops of bleach in the washing machine, put it on heavy duty.
That's a good idea.
And it comes out sparkling clean.
The wash, like not the dishwasher, but the clothes washer.
Yeah, the regular washing machine.
You know what else I'm thinking? Like I don't have access to a washing machine, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking I could put it in just the tub, run soapy water and scrub it.
Yeah. I mean, that's like manual labor.
I know.
Meh.
Well, you just picked an entire thing of strawberries.
At some point, I would rather just go buy.
I know, but it's like wasteful to have to just like bring two sheets of plastic into the world.
Do you think you could do one of those grocery stores where you show up with all of your glass jars and like pick what you need and not have to use any plastic waste?
Yeah. What is that?
So I was having this conversation with my husband's aunt the other day. She was saying how her and her friends started a product share where they all use kind of the same products.
Yeah.
And someone will go and buy them in bulk.
Okay.
And then they all like meet up and divvy it up into their containers.
That's a really good idea.
And she was saying how one of the products that creates the most waste in this world is washing machine liquid.
Really?
Uh-huh. And so now they all use this like specific kind of washing machine liquid and they buy it in a paper container that's like totally biodegradable. You can put it in your compost pile after you're done and they all go with their glass jars and they fill it up and blah, 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 blah.
That's a really good idea. I could totally do that.
Also, people who are really getting into this, and I don't know if I could do this, could you use powdered toothpaste?
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
That wouldn't bother you?
No, because in the past, if I've run out of toothpaste, I'll just take a box of baking soda, get my toothbrush wet, and dip it into the baking soda and use that.
Okay. And
it tastes awful, but your teeth have never felt cleaner.
I think I could do it. So there are some grocery stores now where they just have like bins of things in the store, and you go in with your glass jars and you like take a scoop of what you need, and that's it.
I love that. I would totally do that.
It kind of makes you eat healthier too, because then like processed foods come in plastic containers.
Yeah.
So now you're buying probably just like fresh fruits and berries and that kind of stuff.
I love that. And it's so quaint because then you have all these mason jars sitting around and they're adorable.
Yeah. But then you have all these mason jars sitting around and they all need washing eventually.
Okay, but I have mason jars sitting around just for decoration anyway. I might as well fill them with toothpaste.
I'm trying to think of the one thing that I wouldn't be able to get anymore. I mean, convenience. I love microwave popcorn. We usually make it on the stovetop. My husband's really good at it.
Yeah.
His technique is better than mine.
Have you used coconut oil for that?
So, yes, a little bit of coconut oil in the bottom of a nonstick pan.
Yeah, so good.
Don't use a regular pan that's not nonstick. I've ruined like two or three pans trying to make popcorn in those. I find that the nonstick ones work better. And then you like, you just put the popcorn kernels in, you shake it up.
And then, so I do coconut oil and then I add kettle corn seasoning.
Yes.
And so sweet. Oh. So good.
String cheese. I would miss string cheese. That's like something you can only get in a plastic container.
Yeah. Like, I think they'd figure it out though. Maybe wax paper. Put it in like a glass jar surrounded in wax paper.
I always wonder about wax paper. Is wax biodegradable? I don't think. Like what is wax even made of?
Oh.
I'm asking the hard hitting questions today.
is wax paper biodegradable? Okay, all natural wax paper is coated with soybean wax instead of paraffin wax. Soybean wax is clean, safe, non-toxic, and biodegradable. Paraffin wax and used in other wax paper products is made from non-renewable petroleum resources. Yeah. Oh, that's good to know. So you want to get unbleached, all natural waxed paper, and it's good.
There are so many things to think about when I'm trying to do what's right for Mother Earth.
I know. And it's also like if you try to get products that are cruelty-free, you realize like everything is tested on animals, including a lot of cat litter, which I think is ironic.
I saw this thing on Instagram the other day. I want to read it to you. It's by a woman named Carla Borthwick.
Okay.
And it says, to the person who uses metal straws to save fish but consumes animals, I'd like to thank you. To the vegan who isn't aware of our homelessness problem, thank you. To the climate change activists who aren't attentive to fast fashion, thank you. To the girl who gives her old clothes to the disadvantaged but isn't educated on sex trafficking, thank you. To the guy who picks up rubbish on his way home from a surf but isn't well-informed about male suicide rates, thank you. To the people who stand up for horse racing concerns but are uninformed of the cruelty of the dairy industry, thank you. To the positive Instagram influencer who hasn't cultivated a plastic-free lifestyle, thank you. To the grandparents who knit for sick children but aren't up to date with current race and homophobic issues, thank you. To the students that stand up for bullying but are unaware of the constant domestic violence epidemic, thank you. To the peace activists, feminists, and stray dog adopters, teachers, volunteers, foster carers, recyclers, givers, doers, and believers, I say thank you. We are all on a different path and we all see through different eyes. Current world issues that you're passionate about aren't always what other people are trying to change, and that's okay. It's not everyone's job to save every part of the world, but it is everyone's responsibility to thank every person who is doing their part to save the world. Don't critique, just appreciate. Don't judge, just educate. We're all trying to do our best. Thank you.
That's great.
I thought that was very eye-opening.
I like that. That's great. Can we post that? Can we repost that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel overwhelmed.
Yeah. I think that when you see everything that's wrong, you just shut down. And so that's a good reminder to just do what you can. Uh-huh. And don't like assume everyone else will fix everything, but do what you can.
Right.
Because, yeah, otherwise you'll shut down.
I just bought paper straws from Amazon.
Yeah.
But a truck brought them to my house.
Yeah. that's the problem. But you have paper straws. I like the metal ones because they clink around in my purse.
Should we do a listener, some listener advice?
Yes, let's do it.
We are not qualified to give advice.
No, this is for entertainment purposes only. We don't know what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm not going to give this person's name and you'll find out why. Because the subject is crushing on distant relatives. So this is from
what?
A lady. She said, hey, ladies, I'm not sure if there's really any advice that can be given for this, but I'd love to hear your thoughts. I think it's been kind of discussed in previous episodes where Bethany talked about a distant relative being attractive at a family reunion. I did. Yeah. And he was.
Yeah.
And he is. He's my second cousin. That doesn't really count. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's my dilemma. My cousin's cousin. So my dad's sister. Okay, follow with me. Mm-hmm. My dad's sister's husband's brother's kid.
So they're not really related.
No, no blood.
Okay.
So her aunt's married in husband.
Uh-huh.
His brother's child.
Got it.
Okay. No blood relation. And I recently connected since I was visiting the city where he lives. We were never really close as kids and rarely see each other given that we're not technically related. It's been years since we had seen each other, but then at my aunt and uncle's anniversary party, we were talking and that's how we planned to meet up during my trip. Spending time with him was great and we had so much in common. It was an instant comfortable connection. I think it would be weird if anything were to happen between us, but my mom says, quote, it's fate. I don't know how flirting works.
Me neither,
sister. I don't know how flirting works, so I couldn't tell if he was flirty at all during my visit. There were times he touched my arm or something during conversation, and I totally forget what I was going to say. He was flirting.
Yeah.
I think my favorite parts of my trip were times that we met up. We've talked here and there since my visit, but nothing serious. Still, a part of me always hopes it's him when my phone goes off. Since we live 4 to 5 hours apart, there's really no chance of anything happening. I guess I just want to know if it's weird to be crushing on him or if the fact that there's no blood relation is enough to not make it as weird. I'm usually not the one to be all googly-eyed over a guy, so all of this feels super uncomfortable. Yikes. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you talk about it on the show, please use your amazingly creative renaming skills. Okay, so we're going to call this person...
Matilda.
Matilda. So Matilda has a big old crush on her not blood uncle's brother's kid.
Okay. So not blood related at all.
No.
So it's totally cool that you have a crush on this person.
Yeah.
Like if you were to bear children, they wouldn't have any genetic abnormalities.
Abnormalities.
Anandaga.
Mm-hmm. I think you're fine. I say go for it.
I mean, I know multiple people whose grandparents were first cousins and they're like 99.9% normal. And normal's not a word I like. I'm using it in jest in this case.
You and I know the same person whose like aunt and uncle got married.
Yeah.
So like,
I think it's okay.
So in that case with them, not okay, but it was a small town.
I think that Matilda and this guy are separated enough that it's not weird, though I can still see why maybe he thinks it's weird.
Or I just think that like it's weird when you meet your lover at a family reunion. Right.
Yes.
Like that's always strange.
Yes.
But if you two end up together, I think there's always going to be some jokes made. But I don't think that there's anything legally or genetically that's going to prevent you from this being fine. I say go for it.
So when I first moved to Hoboken, I had a roommate who may or may not have been heavily drinking too much all the time. Okay. Anyway, she had
a brother.
A brother.
No.
No, she had a brother who was married to this woman, and this woman had a brother. Okay.
So her brother was married
to
her sister-in-law had a brother.
So her sister-in-law had a brother and she liked this guy.
Okay.
And they're not blood related at all.
No.
So technically, and I mean like technically in societal norms, totally okay.
Yeah, siblings marry other siblings all the time.
But that was a much closer relationship than the one what we're talking about here.
Yes.
So anyway, this guy like really, he didn't like her back, but he was trying to like talk to me a little bit. And Neil and I were broken up at this point.
Yeah, so you hit that.
Just for a short period of time. No, I would talk to him on AIM. This is how long ago it was.
ASL.
And she like had a huge problem with it.
Yeah.
And I said to her at one point, she had been nasty to me. So I said to her, but you're like freaking related to this guy.
Yeah, but not really. Yeah.
I was totally wrong about that.
I mean, but she had been mean to you.
Whatever.
I think this is fine. Let's go back one more time over this relationship. My cousin's cousin, she says. My cousin's cousin.
It's fine.
So my dad's sister's husband's brother's kid.
Totally
There's
fine.
No, you're fine. I say hit that, quit that, do whatever you want. It's fine.
I wonder how far back you have to go if you do marry somebody with similar DNA to yours, like where the danger stops happening.
I feel like it's not as far back as you would think.
Because I want to tell you why. I have 23andMe, and I recently was connected to a girl who I think would be perfect for my brother, but she's like our fifth cousin. She's like super cute. She lives in San Francisco. She's like exactly his age.
Okay. I'm Googling what kind of relative can you date? Can we date the morning news? Okay. This person says, it's a dude. I recently connected with my brother's wife's cousin. And they said, after doing a little research, we're surprised to find in about half of the U.S., it's perfectly legal to marry a first cousin.
Yeah.
Apparently, according to this related article that they link to, a little over 10% of all marriages in the world are between second cousins or closer. Of course, your question does not concern the legality of your prospective union, but what society will say. This person says, fact is, that's why these kinds of things are regulated, because society kind of has a responsibility to weigh in. So if you're planning on having children, hooking up with your blood relative is genetically not so bad. A first cousin shares only 12.5% of your own genetic ancestry. And based on various studies, it would seem that the chances of producing an offspring with serious abnormalities are about the same as whatever percentage of genetic ancestry is shared.
12.5% too much.
It's a little risky.
Listen, having a child that's 12.5% likely to have a genetic abnormality is too much to me.
And just based on how the world works and all of like the way we're all connected, even a total stranger from another country, race, and ethnic group is at least sort of related to you. So, but still, incest is wrong, says this person.
I don't know. As long as it's not Game of Thrones style, Cersei and Jaime, I think you're okay. That's really that was a storyline that I cannot believe lasted 8 seasons.
And I know, it's gross.
Am I giving anything away by saying that? I don't think so.
No. Okay, wait, there's a chart. Hold on, I'm leaning down. Okay, there's a chart. Kathleen, okay. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Can we date?
Okay. Oh, so this is just a quiz on can we date, period.
This is like a flow chart, yeah. It's from the morning news.
You and I can.
So.
We're not related.
What kind of pre-existing relationship do you have with this person? So let's do it for Matilda. What kind of pre-existing relationship do you have with this person? Personal, professional, or other?
Personal.
Personal. Okay, I'm following the personal line down. Mm. Are you related?
Just yes. Put yes.
And then the question is, by blood? No. No. Okay, so then we go up here. And then, it's my brother's wife's cousin, if you can believe it. So then you go down here and it says, make it happen, Captain.
Hey.
So this flow chart says yes. So we'll link to this too, because this is pretty great.
Yeah. Head over to our Twitter. We're going to post
it
there.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, Matilda, go and get that cousin's cousin.
Listen, if anybody's listening to this.
No, they've all checked out by now.
That has married their first cousin, second cousin, third cousin. Mm-hmm. And you've had children that are totally okay.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's like a little bit pushback in the family. But you're like, no, we're in love. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it anyway. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. No judgment zone.
No judgment zone. We're just curious as to what your situation is.
Yeah. Let's make it very clear. We're against incest.
Yes.
We're against, you know, sibling loving. We're against
It's just any not of that. Right. It's not right.
It's not right. But, you know, cousins, that's a gray area. My cousin was very attractive. He had long hair in the back. It was short in the front, and I see now that that's a mullet. But at the time, it just seemed like a really nice, long, luxurious hairstyle.
God, this cousin of yours, he just gets more dreamy.
Yeah, oh, big dark eyes, from what I remember.
Don't stop, don't stop.
I know.